This week's parasha, Parashas Toldos. So the Ben Ishchai here brings the pasuk when Yitzchak Avinu is sending Yaakov to Lavan to get married, and he says, pasuk says, pasuk dalet, kavzayim pasuk dalet, says, v'yitain lecha, and it will be given to you at Birkat Avraham, the brachas of Avraham, lecha ulezaracha, to you and to your children, itach, with you, right? Lerishtecha et eretz migurecha, to inherit the land of your dwelling, asher natan Elohim l'Avraham, which God gave to Abraham, i.e. Eretz Yisrael. So Ben Ishchai brings part of this pasuk, the first part, yitein lecha et birkas Avraham, lecha ulezarecha itach, and you will get the bracha of Avraham. Nearly, says the Ben Ishchai, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven. The yadua, it's a known thing, Avraham hu sod ha-chasodim. Avraham is the foundation, or the concept of chasodim, of loving kindness. V'yitzchak sod ha-gvurot. And Yitzchak represents the foundation, or the source, the idea, the concept of gvuros, of dinim, of judgment. V'yadua, it's also a known thing, ki umat ha'olam, the nations of the world, ein lahem yinika v'hashpa min ha'chasadim, they don't have any connection or influence from getting from the chasadim, el rak min ha'gvurot, only from the gvurot, the dinim, the judgments, right? Because the ra in the world has its koach from the gvurot. Because what does ra do in the world? Ra is gives punishment, right? It brings you to sin in order to punish you, right? That's what Yetzirah, that's what Yetzirah is associated with, Malach HaMavis. Why is Yetzirah? Zu Yetzirah, Zu Malach HaMavis. Why is Yetzirah told with Malach HaMavis? Because all sin that a person does brings them closer to death, or gives them the time of death. And that's the onish, that's the punishment that a person gets for the sins he does. So the Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis, wants a person to sin, so he has dominion over him to bring him the pains and the tsar of death. All tsar is a pain of death. Okay? And that comes from the Gevuras. That's his yinika, that's his influence from the Gevurot, from the judgments. Bipnei ki achitzonim, these outer forces, right? Shem shorish ha'umot, these are the source of the nations of the world. The nations of the world represent these outer forces. Ein lehem chas, ein lehem achize b'chasadim. They don't have no achize, they have no connection with chasadim, because they don't bring goodness to you, so their influence doesn't come from the chasadim. Nimsa, we find. Ein yinika v'shefa min achasadim. There's no yinika, there's no drawing of influence from the chasadim, right? Shem sod Avram, that's the foundation called Avram, right? That's a concept called Avram. El rak li Yisrael davka. The chasadim only have, only given influence, and there's only a unique to Yisrael alone. L'zehama, v'yitein lecha et birkat Avram, and I will give to you the brocha of Avram. That's what Yitzchak told to Yaakov. He will get the bracha from Avram. I, Yisrael, will only have this unique and this influence from the chasadim. Right? He's explaining the pasuk. Sod ha-chasadim. Lecha ulezarecha itach. To you and to your children with you. Velo asa ken lechol goy. And he won't do this to the other nations. For the other nation will only have influence from the gvurot. Right? And that's lemaisa, the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Esav, lemaisa. V'nira li b'siyat d'shma. It seems to me, with the help of heaven, d'lechein, therefore, nims timtza b'ze, you find with this, cheshbon m'chuvan b'yakov, v'zaro, k'neged mitzvah Avram. You'll find a number that's mechuvan in Yaakov and his children against the number of Avram. Shusod ha-chasadim, it's the foundation of chasadim. Ketzad, how is that? Shem ha-ikare shel Yaakov Avinu, alav ha-shalom. Hu shem Yaakov, right? The main name of Yaakov Avinu, alav ha-shalom, is the name Yaakov. Av Yisrael v'yishurun, the name Yisrael, the Yeshurun, which is also a name of the Jewish people, right? Ba'olo b'tosefet, the additional names the Yaakov got, right? That's next week's parasha. Kamo shekatuv, shemeavtecha, shemeahavatecha, shahavto oto. Shahavto oto, I loved you. Umisimchatecha, and from your simcha, shesimach tzamachta bo, that you had joy in it. Karat et shemo Yisrael v'Yeshurun. You called his name, God called his name Yisrael v'Yeshurun. Those are names when Yaakov is not in Tsar. The name Yaakov is when Klal Yisrael are in Tsar. V'Yakveni, when he gets the brachas with Chochma and with Mirma. Right? After he fights with the Malach of Esav, this is Parash of Yetze. After he fights with the Malach of Esav, he gets the name Yisrael. He comes through Yashus. He gets Alpidin. Then his name's Yisrael. That's a higher level. Or Yeshua. So that's when Yaakov's on a higher level. Hine, Shem Yaakov, Male, the name Yaakov with the Vav, Bavav, Ole Kuf Peches. How is he? Kuf. That's 188. Kuf is Kuf. Ayin and Yud is Pei. And Vav and Beis is Ches. That's 188. Tzarev Imze. Yud Aleph Otiyot, the 11 letters, Shel Yisrael Yishurun, right? There's 5 letters in Yisrael, and 6 letters in Yishurun, Yishurun with 2 vavs, right? Shehem Tosefet, they're added onto Yaakov's name. Hare Kuf Tzadik Tet, that's 199, right? Tzaref Imze Mem Tet Otiyot, Shel Ashvatim, put on that the 49 letters, right, of all the Shvatim, Shehem Zaro, that's Yaakov Vizaro, right? Hari Ramach, you have Reish Mem Ches, because you have 49, if Kuf Tzadik Tes, 199, is 248. Then that 248 is the Mispar, is the Gematria of Avram. So when you take Yaakov Vizaro, right, Zaro is the letters of all the Shvatim, right, which are 49 letters, right? You count all the Shvatim, you count the letters of Reuven, Reish, Vuchule, then you get 49 letters. Shehu Sod HaChasadim. So Yaakov Bezaro represents Sod HaChasadim, which is the Ika Shefa, and Yanika comes from the Chasadim of Avram. Ulezama, and in this we say, that's the Pasuk says, V'yitain lecha et birkat Avram, we'll give you the bracha of Avram, lecha, to you, Yaakov, uzarecha itach, with you, lecha uzarecha daika, lecha uzarecha means Yaakov with a vav, and zarecha, the memtet, otiyot, of all the shvatim, shiesh b'chem chesh b'muchuvan, lemispa Avram, they have the number of Avram, which is Ramach, which is all the evarim of the guf. Because Avram is chasadim, it's all the positive commandments. Chesed is against all the positive commandments. Ramban and Chumash says that the positive commandments against chasadim, the negative commandments against gvuras, against the negative. That's why when a person chasad shalom does an avera, right, he has dinim. There's punishment. You positive go when you do a mitzvah asay, says the Rambam, right? Lo zaz misham, you don't move from then until the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives you. It's much easier in a positive mind to do the tshuva than in a negative commandment. Negative commandment, nowadays we need Yom Kippur to be mekaper. Negative commandment, you don't. Or Esurim, right? Or Yom Kippur. We need Yom Kippur to be mekaper on negative commandment today. It's not complete kapara, we're just tshuva. But positive commandments, Einu Zaz Misham, until you get kapara, because that's from the chasadim. Negative commandment can only be from the gvuros, can only be a kapara with a bit of tzah, with a bit of pain. Or an Inui or a Tanis like Yom Kippur. For Atzmo, Yom Kippur is Mikaper with Tshuva today. Umacha she'en lechitzonim. And since there's not to these chitzonim, achiza v'chasadim, there's not a connection in the chasadim, i.e. the Umas Olam have no connection with the chasadim, i.e. with this concept of bracha that comes from Avram, Lachain Timsa Shekol Havart Hatuma. He Alidei Maim. All the ways of passing, removing tumah, impurity, comes through water, because water represents chasadim. I'll explain to you. What does tumah mean, the word tumah? Tumah comes from the word tet, mem, right? Aleph. The same letters are atima, means stima, means blockages, right? When a person is blocked from life, when he's blocked from expressing life, that's the concept of tumah. All tumah is things which have a life force, and that life force or that life thing is being removed from them. All tumah. Avi avor tumah is mace. It's a dead person. He died. He is the father of tumah. There's lots of dead things, like a dead sheretz, right? All forms of tumah, or a person has a woman, when she loses her cycle, she had the ability to give life. Now, she lost that ability, that's tumah. The losing of the ability of the potency for life is tumah. So anything which has the ability to give life and it loses that life's force, for example, tsaras comes when a person has the ability to speak Torah and he speaks Lashon Hara. That tsaras, he has the ability to give life and he gives Diborah, right? Diborah, Mitzara, Diborah, right? You understand? He gives a speech which is Ra, which is the opposite of giving life. All tumah comes from this. Or a person has the ability to procreate, and he lost that ability. Something came out from him. That's Shechvat Zera, right? Or Zav, right? All these things, all aspects of tumah come from the ability or the potency to give life and the losing of that potency. That's tumah. Okay? Because why? It's atima, it's a closing from life. Now, to understand it, right, all tsar comes from that disconnect. That disconnect to life. Who's the ultimate life? Ha-chochma m'chayet ba'aleya. The connection to life is a connection to chochma, connection to Torah, connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we're atum, when we're separated from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the status of tumah. Right? Chesed means connection. When you're with a person, you're connected with a person, right? You have a dialogue with a person. You're interacting with a person in a proper way. You can be acting in an aggressive way to push him away. Or you're acting in an interactive way to connect with him. That's a form of chesed. You're expressing yourself within that person to connect. You're doing an act of chesed. Chesed, by definition, is connection, right? And everything that's associated with connection, you will see is associated with mayim, with water. Because in order to connect to something, right, there's always a difference. So there has to, like, even glue. Glue is a form of water. Why two things don't connect? Because there's a space between them. What does glue do? It removes that space. Something which doesn't have a form and takes the form of anything else is water. So all forms of glue, all forms of stuff has to be some sort of watery thing. It could be, you know, semi-watery, right? But it has to be something that fills that space, that's pliable. You with me? So that's water. Water is chesed. Chesed has to be pliable. That's a person. A person that's a Baal Chesed is a person who's pliable. And that then is able to connect. Because you can't connect to people if you're one way. If you're only this. If you're, you know, you can be mold yourself to the person, connect, and you're, that's more chesed, the more easygoing, as they say, right? You understand what I'm saying? Going back to the Ben Shai, he says that a person, through being havarat mayim, he becomes tahor, because tahara comes from chasadim, and obviously gvurot, impurities, comes from gvurot, from dinim. Dinim means separation. That's what din means. It means dayo, enough, finished. A separation, a boundary, right? You see, meet people who are very, you know, like overflowing, and they connect, and they're very connectable, right? They're usually chasadim. Now, if they're too overflowing, if they're too connecting, that's a bad aspect of chesed. Chesed has to be with gvul, because it has to be bounded. You can't just connect to everyone. Right? So he's a person who's connecting to everyone that's around. That's a bad form of chesed. That's not a good form of chesed. Chesed has to be with gavul, with a proper gavul, with a proper boundary. Right? Anyway, so now let's go on. So he says, Ben Ishchai, Shadam tovel v'mayim, when a person goes into a mikvah, does tvila, v'nitah mitumato, and he becomes pure from his tumah, even tumas meis, which is become of purity. It's shlishi. It's with afar para, with the dust of the para, i.e. nullification of the para, which a cow, the red heifer. Red represents physicality. In a cow, what is cow? Para. The word para comes from fruitful. A para is a milk machine, a meat machine. That's what it is. It's an object, which is an animal, which is a completely used for fruits, for eating it. Right? That's what a para is. It's complete. It's a fruit. It makes fruits. You understand what I'm saying? So when a person eats, when we take the red heifer, which represents physicality and which represents this pruravu in physicality, right? And we nullify it, we burn it, and we make its ashes, right? We're nullifying physicality. The nullification of physicality is the tara of a mace, because the reason you have to miss mace is because the person's soul, his spirituality, is still associated with the body. And it's as much associated with the dead body in as much as he lived a physical life, which we all do. Therefore, there's all tumas meis to everyone. That's what the Gemara says. Yaakov lo meis. Or Eliyahu, Moshe Rabbeinu, they went up, they don't know the burial, because they didn't die as we know in a physical form, because they purified their physical bodies. You understand? That's what it means. Therefore, it's not shaykh tumah by them, so to speak. I don't know if it's physically, but it's the conceptually. That's the concept. Velo od. And not only that, right? I mean, we know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, because his body was so purified that it's not in the physical world. So with Yaakov Avinu, he was buried, he died, but he didn't die the same way as we die, you know? He was alive in his death. You know? In other words, his death wasn't a death, a separation of his soul from his guf. His body was still connected, was still perfected by his neshama, by his guf. Okay, anyway. Ella, sheyeshko, v'lod, sheyeshko, the strength, b'revius mayim, in a revius time, because here the Mishnah is going to speak about natilis yadayim. Not only is there enough when you go to a mikveh to be metah yourself, says Ben Ishchai, a revius mind to be metah your hands, which is an interesting thing. Why would we tara on our hands, right? Right? Bilvat, lavir, to remove, litchot, and to push away at ruach ra, the bad influence, is natilis yadayim in the morning, mi'al hayadayim, from the hands. How does natilis yadayim have this koach? Habalo al yaday hashena balayla, which comes through sleeping at night. Remember, sleeping is like a 60th of death. It's the tumah. And we're saying that mayim is that which removes the tumah, the impurity. Because what's sleeping? Your high level neshama removed from you. So you're atum, you're separated from your high level neshama. That causes tumah. Right? That's why a person sleeps, anything underneath it, he sleeps, he can't eat. It's asa to eat, because there's a ruach ra underneath him. Right? Kimei HaChesed, the waters of Chesed, dochim et ha-tumah, push away this tumah, b'chol makom. Either Tilis Yadayim pushes away, because when your neshama comes back to you, it leaves a little bit, right? It has the koach to come to permeate you. But on your tziruponayim, on the edges of your, so to speak, the edges of your fingers, those are the edges, and the edges of your toes. You don't have many edges in you. Those are the edges, your feet and your hands, right? Those edges require, they still, your neshama, when it comes back to you, doesn't have the koach to push away the tumah completely. So you need to be mekadesh yourself with natilat yadayim. Says the Rashba, like a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, who does kiddush yadayim, the hands, you do natilat yadayim, v'raglayim. Says the Ben Shchai, and the halach is going to say this here, and the halach is, we don't do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, we don't do natilat yadayim on our feet, because after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the koach to push away the tumah in our raglayim, because the raglayim is the more physical part of us. From our loins down is the more physical part of us. We don't have the koach to push away that tumah from the lower part of us, and so therefore, we only do natilis yadayim on our hands, because there we have a koach. I'm going to explain this a bit more. V'lachein, tzarech tchile, it's necessary first, titein hayamin, that you first put in your right hand, etakli, the vessel, shelamayim, of the waters, liyad small, to the left hand, ka'adon, like the master. The right is the master. Right represents chesed, the left represents gvura. Like the master, hagozel avdo, who makes a gzeira, a decree on his servant, the left hand, gvuras, to serve him. I.e., there's a hachna, there's a servitude of the dinim to the chasadim, to the kindnesses, right? To chesed. Kedei lagbir, to make stronger the chesed aladin, because he's mukhna, he's subservient to this, therefore he's giving him this. Sha'az yichan'u hachitzonim, there'll be achna'a to the chitzonim, the dinim, the koach over the dinim. V'te'akeh, and will be removed, ruach ra legamri, completely, al yedei mea chesed. So what do? Right? We fill it up, right? With our right hand, we give it to our left, and we pour first right. So this is subservient to our right hand. This is serving our right hand. Either dinim are subservient to the chasadim. And that's why we first start with our right hand, then we go with our left hand, and right, left, three times, and we bring out the ruach. Now, why in hands? Hands are expression in the world. Hands are the creativity of man. Man's expression after the chet of eating from the Eitz HaDaas, Tovara, can be expressed in two forms. Or letov, which is to fix the world. It said letiv et haneiros, means to fix the haneiros. Or lera, which said ra means ru'ua, is broken, non-expressive, non-functional. Or man's hands can be used in a non-functional way. When man's hands are used, so therefore the hands are a place, there's a place of expression, right? That place of expression, that's a lower part of expression, our feet in terms of our walking, our hands in terms of our creativity, right? Our external expression. That's the place where man can express all his good or his bad. So therefore, the expression of the hands, the tips of the hands, so to speak, can have both those expressions. In the morning, we're mekadish our hands. It's called kiddush adayim. In order to make our hands taho, taho, the word taho means taha yom, the Gemara Bracha says. Tahara means, taha yom means the clarity of day. Tahara means clarity. In order that our hands will have that clarity to express the chasadim in the world, to express goodness in the world and giving in the world. So that's what we do at the beginning of the day. We mekadish our hands. We make our hands holy. We sanctify them. We bring them to the direction of tov, of fixing, of improvement, of giving into the world. That's, we do that by subduing the left hand to the right hand. Therefore, the left hand serves the right hand by pouring mea chesed, the waters of chesed, on it, to be ma'avir, the atima, the blockages that our hand has. And that's the concept of Yaakov Avinu. The concept of Yaakov Avinu, he goes into the world with the bracha of Avraham. He goes into the world to bring to the world the shefa of the Torah, the shefa of the goodness. As we go into the world to express God's will, to express the goodness of Torah, to express the goodness of life into the world. When we do that, we're going with hands that have kiddush. We're mekadish our hands. We're mekadish our expression in the world. That's the role of a Jew. Okay?